to the hospital, but all are...
Blog Talk Radio.
Southeast Georgia throughout Wednesday and overnight, dropping heavy rainfall. The CDC says 50% of all new coronavirus cases in the U.S. are the Delta variant.
Although we expected the Delta variant to become the dominant strain in the United States, this rapid rise is troubling.
CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky said the seven-day average of new cases is up by 11%, mostly occurring in areas with low vaccination rates. Walensky said they're also seeing small clusters of outbreaks at summer camps and community events where prevention measures are not being enforced. Officials continue to push that the best protection against the Delta variant is widespread vaccinations across America. A $4.5 billion settlement deal is being reached with Purdue Pharma concerning their alleged role in the opioid crisis. As part of the agreement, OxyContin maker Purdue Pharma will cease to exist. In the Sackler family, the owners will be banned from the opioid business. The money will go towards addiction recovery programs, as well as prevention and treatment. In addition, all of Purdue Pharma's documents concerning their opioid business will be publicly disclosed, and their executives will answer questions under oath. You're listening to the latest on NBC News Radio.
Parents, we know we can't protect our kids from everything. Eventually, they're going to bump their heads or scrape their knees. But we can protect them from six types of cancer. HPV, or human papillomavirus, is a common, preventable virus that can cause cancer later in life. The HPV vaccine prevents human papillomavirus and all the cancers it can cause. The American Cancer Society recommends getting your sons and daughters the HPV vaccine starting at age 9 to protect them later in life.
Let's go ahead and take a look now for Alternative Talk weather outlook for Thursday. Well, we'll see clouds this morning making way to partly sunny skies by this afternoon. High temperatures around 74, 75 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy skies. Low temperatures dropping down to about 58. For Friday and running up in the weekend, more sunshine expected. Temperatures climbing up into the high 70s to low 80s with clear skies through the overnight. Low temperatures in the high 50s.
The views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. This program is sponsored by Dr. Pat Vasily and Transformation Talk Radio.
You're driven, and it totally shows. Your career is taking off. You're killing it in the mom game. But did your health needs make it on the plate this week? Tune in to the Boss Up Babe radio show, where Carissa Adkins helps babes show up, boss up, and thrive. Every second and fourth Tuesday at 12:30 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Become the boss babe you were meant to be. To sign up for one of Carissa's group coaching programs, visit 365DailyHustle.com.
How do you feel? Just okay? Well, how about you tune in and get ready to be more with the Healing Hour with me, Doc Martin, every third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I'm ready for your questions, and I can't wait to help you find the answers. Every month, we'll have a new live call-in show with innovative topics and a powerful hour of healing. To learn more about me, visit DrSharonMartin.com. See you there. I'm going to be here. You won't want to miss it.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Are you ready to invest in your best self? Join Sabrina Wright as she shares tools for creating joy and balance in your life every single day. Sabrina is here to help you become your greatest advocate and empower you to make decisions that will help you live your best life. The Live the Good Life Show, connecting your physical and spiritual self. Every second Thursday at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Find Sabrina at the right, W-R-I-G-H-T, balance.com.
We remember a time when you could simply form a thought and it would manifest. The harmony was forgotten, but it is returning now. The Power of Inspiration and Awakening Radio with Julia Griffin on TransformationTalkRadio.com each second and fourth Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific will take you on adventures through the heart and spirit, exploring who we once were. This intuitive healer studied under the guidance of wolves, learning from their wisdom to master a higher frequency for new state of mind. Visit OneTrueSelf.com.
Welcome to Light Body Wisdom with internationally known Light Body Whisperer, Grace Holmes. She will make you laugh and yawn as you release lifetimes of trauma and begin to feel much lighter. Your divine gifts may be activated, allowing you to weave light into the fabric of the world. Are you ready to be your own light and shine? For more information about Grace, visit gracegholm.com. That's gracegholm.com.
Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show that's coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Hey, everybody. Welcome. It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. I had to invite Zayla back, and here's why. Do you think Spirit's trying to get to you, trying to get your attention? Do you think maybe there is your next big dot, 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 fill out the blank waiting for you? Do you think it's already here? So if it's already here and you think it is, how do we get from there to knowing it is and knowing exactly what your next move is going to be about? What does it look like when we actually look at the way Spirit is trying to get our attention? Zayla's joining me here today. The big three. Three ways Spirit is trying to get your attention and how to get back into the flow. This is such a timely conversation with Zayla. I'm so grateful for not only what he's done, but what he helps us with. Are you waiting, waiting, waiting? And you ever wondered if you're waiting and maybe something is right in front of you that you just can't see? Today, it's a conversation, but it's way more than that. You all have asked, how do I get from where I am to where I want to go? How do I navigate these new waters? How do I even know if there is a spirit out there waiting, waiting to get my attention? Zayla, it's great to have you back. Great to have you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Let me first say, Dr. Pat, that I'm thankful for you being so graceful in inviting me back to your show. I'm honored. You're a real contribution to humanity. I got to say that, you know. So thank you.
Thank you so much. I love knowing that I don't know what I don't know. I love that. You know, I had a friend say to me a couple of years ago, we don't even get you, Pat. It's like, how many years of education have you had? I mean, literally, you spent 10 years in a degree. Why? Keep saying you don't know what you don't know. And I love that expression. I learned it from one of my mentors a long time ago because it really becomes a point that I want to talk with you about today. It doesn't mean that I don't want to know. I want to know. I want to know what Spirit is saying to me. Half of my life, Zayla, I have cut myself off. And I don't want to spend the next half of my life cut myself off from Spirit. And so many people want to know how to do that. And what you're bringing to the world is powerful. Talk about this, and I call it the initial number one big thing. The big thing is this. We know we want to move ahead. We know we want guidance. But boy, there's something familiar about staying stuck. You ever have any experience with that?
I got a PhD in that, I can tell you. And so what happens with everybody, I mean everybody, we came in as children, you know, pure love, and then we get disconnected promptly. Then we get disconnected as we grow older, more and more typically. And we get disconnected because we put the illusion first. And all of a sudden we're buried in dynamics that are cascading. This river's coming at us, Dr. Pat, and we are just cascading. We're filled with decisions on people, places, things, times, events, and they're coming at us, and this river is coming at us. I mean, the sheer volume right now is just absolutely very difficult not to disconnect. But once you've had enough of it, and I mean, a master's wish, I say this to all my students, I wish you enough. Because once you've had enough, then you're going to want to go within. Because if you don't go within, Dr. Pat, you're going to go without. You're going to go without your dreams. You're going to go without happiness. You're going to go without full love. And I mean, what's love? I believe that love is the beingness of all things. And so I say at this point, the wait, you talked about wait, the wait is over. WEIGHT/WAIT. The wait is over, because it's a time right now where all of us have this anxiety. We just know we got to get connected right now.
Yeah.
And I mean, if you don't listen to that anxiety, chances are the heat's going to get turned up. And so in this recent book of mine on the Big Three, I'm addressing exactly your question, because chances are if you haven't noticed that most people, because of COVID-19, whether you believe in the legitimacy of COVID-19 or not, what is obvious that you have to believe in is the depression, the squeezing of relationships, because a lot of people have had to spend 7/24 at home with somebody. And I'll tell you, divorce rates are going through the roof, because you really know who this person is, or you don't know who this person is. So first, there's the squeezing of relationships. Second, there's the squeezing of financials on individuals, cities, states, federal, world politics. There's a squeezing of financials. Then, if that doesn't get you, the third thing that's being squeezed is health. Starts with mental health. Fear, guilt, shame, worry. I believe, Dr. Pat, worry is a prayer for what you don't want. And finally, it has an effect on your body, because the body's a transcript of the mind, and this will depreciate all the way down to death. So all of these big three is what the book is about, in terms of getting you squeezed to go back to getting connected, so that you're getting squeezed on one, two, or three of these, and you go out and you look at the sky and say, what? Why? Why? What's going on? And bingo, that's your first clue. You're getting squeezed to go get connected again. And that's what I teach, is how to get connected. Okay, I'll come up for air now, Dr. Pat.
No, don't bother. Because listen, Zayla, you're the founder and master consciousness coach at the Center for Transformation. One of my favorite words. Oh, why? Transformation Talk Radio, the Transformation Network. You know, somebody asked me a question. I want to tap into this and have you answer it. Because I've read your book, and I've done more than that. But what I love about your message is there's something magical. I used to say it was mysterious, but it's not now. But there's something magical that happens when we can tap in to that source energy. There's something that is almost indescribable. And yet, once you get the hang of it, right, it's like the first time that we're playing stickball in the streets of New York, in the Bronx, manhole to manhole. Yes, I did say manhole, because they haven't renamed it personhole yet, because that's a little bit too edgy. Betty probably has to cut that. But the first, I remember this in preparation to speak with you today. I don't know why I got this flashback. And I remember I'm out there playing with all the guys, because I love stickball and went on to play softball. But we played manhole to manhole. And you know how you make the bases in chalk?
Yeah.
Right? And it's stickball. And literally somebody takes a Spalding ball and you have your mom's broomstick, right? Cut it off. Probably got in trouble for that. And you stand at this manhole, and somebody throws this Spalding ball. And you think to yourself, anybody can do this. But you realize it's not that easy. And then you realize that the ball is bouncing before you. then you also realize that the guy that's bouncing the ball is putting a little spin on it. When you get that realization, what then happens is there's a moment of breathlessness. That moment of breathlessness is where you get a knowing how to hit the ball. When we come back, I want you to talk to us about that moment of breathlessness and knowing that you teach people. Let's take a short break, everybody. We'll be right back. Benny, we're going to take a short one and come right back. Isn't that a cool thing?
That's a really cool thing. I'm going to talk to it. I'm going to give you something new here when I address it.
Okay. You know why I brought it up, right? I mean, I'm taking one example, but I'm also taking an example of me as a child. And, you know, I've had moments of knowing certain things like that, but I think we all do. And, you know, this particular book that you talk about, if you are stuck in life, you say this, if you're stuck in life, this book can help you see where your challenges are and provide you with some new ideas. And we need to help people get unstuck right now. I love that you brought up the divorce rate, because the divorce rate is in conjunction with the rise in alcoholism and drug use.
Yes.
By parents.
Yes.
Yeah.
That one fits into the health column. Really?
Yeah. Give me 1 second. We're getting a delivery in the middle of the show, so just give me a minute.
That's fine.
Can I tell you what I really love?
Sure. Love to.
Focus. I love the word focus.
Well, focus is the absence of dualistic thought.
Yeah.
It's the best definition I've come up with.
Yeah.
Which means that you're quelling the monkey mind. Thank you for scanning over my book.
Yeah, and when we come back, what I want to do is I want to just ask you to let folks know how they can find out about you, how they can find out about the book. And then, Benny, I'm also going to make an announcement that, you know, we've got a free webinar coming up and a couple of other things. So, you know, I can't thank you enough for creating what you've created, because people need so much help, Zayla. And the problem is the kind of help that they need, they've never had to ask for this help before. This is new. This is different. This is not, oh my God, I just had a baby. Let me go ask my mom to come over and help me. This is really a different narrative. And that's really what I want to get to when we come back from break.
Okay, let's go back to the stickball, though, because I want to...
You've got to go back to the stickball.
Okay, because I want to answer that. Cause
once I learned how to hit that first and how to take a breath...
Yep.
Crushing it. Crushed it.
I'll tell you the phase that you went through when you did that. I'll talk exactly about that.
Stickball, then Benny and I, fast pitch softball, and now I hit a little white ball. I'm totally bruised from it. I hit a little white ball. I set up my robot in the garage last weekend, and it was the first time I turned the robot on, and the ball just, like, started to hit me, like, everywhere, and I'm like,
wow.
And then I got into my zone, and I realized I know what to do.
Maybe first I can address that.
Learn how to lead a happier life on Miles to Go with Brittany Miles. How to lose to gain it all. Join Brittany every second and fourth Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Listen as coach and healer Brittany Miles shares stories that teach you about surrender. For more information about Brittany, MilesToGoCoaching.com.
Healing has a ripple effect. One person's healing affects everyone around them. This is where the power of sharing our stories can be so important. Tune in to Playing on the Edge Radio with Megan Edge each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Megan provides you with ways of sustaining radical and powerful changes in your life. Enact the power of radical change. To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
You're driven, and it totally shows. Your career is taking off. You're killing it in the mom game. But did your health needs make it on the plate this week? Tune in to the Boss Up Babe radio show, where Carissa Adkins helps babes show up, boss up, and thrive. Every second and fourth Tuesday at 12:30 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Become the boss babe you were meant to be. To sign up for one of Carissa's group coaching programs, visit 365DailyHustle.com.
Tune into Three Things I've Learned with Susan Dolce every first and third Tuesday of the month at noon Pacific, 3 o'clock Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. Join Susan and her guests as they share the stories that shift our souls about radical transformation, courageous breakthroughs, and life lessons. Three Things I've Learned with Susan Dolce. For more information, go to TransformationTalkRadio.com or visit Susan's website at SusanDolce.com.
Feeling stuck? Journey into a new exciting reality today. Join Coach Christine Clark as she helps you forge the life you desire through processes that shape, hone, refine, elasticize, and transform you. Go beyond the curve and call in your unique destiny. Tune into the show, Forging a Life, live every fourth Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. To work with Christine, visit SunglowTransformation.com.
Everybody, welcome back. It's so great to have you all tune us in and turn us on. For more information about me, you can go to the Dr. Pat Show. You can go to Transformation Talk Radio. For more information about my very special guest and the big three-way spirit is trying to get your attention and how to get back into the flow, Zaylon, what is the best way for people to not just find out about you, but also find out about the courses that you're offering and some of the other work you're doing to help people with exactly what we're talking about today?
That's the area that I'm in. It's not a job. It's a calling. And if someone wants to get a hold of me, my name is spelled Zalah, Z-A-L-A-H, Z-A-L-A-H. And you can find me at thecft.ca, thecft.ca, which stands for the Center for Transformation. Well, we just shortened it. And if you come to the site, we offer a lot of free courses. Like I give weekly classes that are free. You can get a taste of what it is that I'm teaching, but we've also got recorded classes there. We got courses there that you can buy, and there's books there. So there's a lot of really good, interesting articles as well, Dr. Pat. So I hope your audience does take advantage of the fact that they can get more of me and get a real good taste of me. Friday mornings, for example, I offer just free public classes. I teach for about an hour.
Wow. I want to talk about the value of the classes, but I also want to talk about it in the context of that moment I described at a very young age. I think I must have been in the 8 or 9 year arena. It could have been earlier. Stickball, if you grow up in the Bronx, there are two kinds of things you do, stickball and handball, because there's a lot of cement. And just think about, oh, there are three, stickball, handball, and roller skating, right? We'll save that. But that moment I described came from many, many frustrating moments. I got to tell you, if you're a girl playing a sport like stickball in the Bronx with a bunch of other kids, and most of them are guys, and you can't hit the Spalding ball, that is a laughing moment for a lot of people. But I did have a moment. How would you describe that moment I had and what I was going through?
All right. Let me just start off by saying, every time I teach, I say, today I speak from my point of ignorance. And so it's about what I call the moment that that switch occurs is the same moment of where, in fact, you learn how to float on water. I can remember my mom saying float as she held my back and I'm face up. And my water line was above my ears, but I could hear it through my mouth. And I remember thinking, God, Mom, I'm heavier than the water. That's clear. And she kept saying, float. This was finally, she stood me up after half an hour and said, see all these kids swimming? Well, I have to teach you how to float first. It's possible. I'm not going to let you drown. Lose the fear and imagine what you do want. She did that, and in 1 minute, I started to float. Now, that's a very interesting point. Same thing with stickball. Let me make another example. And the example is that, you know, when you first learn how to ride the two-wheel bike, and maybe your father or an adult is running beside you with a hand on the seat. I've done this with my kids, my grandkids. And suddenly you tell them, I'm not holding on to your seat. You're doing it. That point. So at that point, there's what I call the transference point. And it's aha. And the moment you learn how to hit that ball with that stick and you start to get better at it, you're also at a transference point, Dr. Pat.
Mm.
The same thing with what I call serial art. The art in the malls where you're looking at the picture, but there's a picture behind the picture. And if you look calmly, you can see past the surface and you see this underground coral reef and you see the sharks and the miniature fish and all this stuff and you go, oh my goodness, transference point occurs. What I teach is about getting you from your human to your divine, and there's a transference point. This does not come easy. This rolls off the tongue. And so all of life, the world is okay, but like you and my mom used to say, you know what, put the stick down. You're going to poke out an eye. You're going to lose your eye. And I say to people, the whole illusion is just like that. If you don't watch it, you're going to lose your eye. Capital I. And once you lose your capital I, which is your I and the I am, you are lost in the illusion. All you know is the great paper chase. How many initials do you have behind your name? You got a free title on your house. You own the house. You own the car. You own the bank account. Everything's about paper, paper, paper. The only problem is that you lose your way. Paper. And in the end, when you leave, the paper that you had free clear of all these assets proof, you only had them on rent anyway.
Mm.
Who are you kidding? And so you've given your life to what it is that you leave behind. And most people never develop their spiritual side. And that's where I come in. I say, come here. It's time for the divine flip to occur from your human to your divine. Let me teach you how to do this. Now, this involves meditation, it involves periods of silence, it involves doing what's right, not who's right.
You know, these are the moments right now that I want to get back to this, if we could, what we started to chat about opening up, the big three, three-way spirit is trying to get your attention. I want to just stay with that focus for a moment, because I look back at that moment that I described to you, you know, this 7 or 8 year old with this giant stick bigger than me. And there was a moment that I didn't realize at the time, but I've since recognized a lot in my life showing up that way. There was this moment where time stands still.
Yes.
I want to talk to that for a minute because you mentioned it when you talked about worry. Worry doesn't allow time to stand still. Worry brings us that to a future that may never happen.
Yes.
That's not spirit. Spirit doesn't... I was talking to somebody not too long ago, and they were saying, I heard spirit talk to me, and they listed off 10 things they were worried about. And I thought, where do I go with this? And I want to talk about this.
Okay.
I have never had, quote, what I know to be spirit give me a worry wart.
Right.
So what is spirit trying to get our attention about?
Well, again, it's about connecting. We have a globe of people now that have become so disconnected because of this. Hear me. I'm going to address the worry part in a minute. Too much man-made things get in this aperture in the center of the eye, and it causes such a disconnect. We need to go all the way back to nature and looking at, you know, if you were a child of mine, I'd say, honey, let me, I want you to memorize this. I did this with children and grandchildren. I say, the inside world is more important than the outside world of man-made things, of man-made things. Go look at the sky, the moon, the sun, the stars, the trees, the planet, the earth, the mountains. That stuff will keep you sane. Because if too much man-made stuff gets in this aperture, honestly, you're going to see that you just become irrational. You can't think very clearly at all. Going back to worry, naturally, worry is a bedfellow with fear. And what I say is fear is of the personality, love is of the soul. If you're connecting, it's about answers. It's about love. It's about direction. That's what it's about. And this age that we're living in is a recalibration, a great recalibration and transformation for society in general. We've got to look at getting back to connecting. We've got to go back to childlike properties, Bronx. You know, we've got to go back to the key childlike properties of love, innocence, being the observer, which is curiosity. We've got to go back to having presence, where you're just present in what you're doing. When you're present in what you're doing, like hitting the ball, the Spalding, like when you're going to swim, when you're going to float, when you're going to ride the bike, you are present. You are very present in that moment, and that's where the magic is. And we've got a society that's lost the magic. They have lost the magic. And you know what happens is they've lost their way. Depression sets in.
Yeah.
Ugliness sets in.
And, you know, I want to also address this. You know, part of the lost way, at least for my life, and you talk about this in your book, but part of the lost way for me is the fact that as human beings, we have something called a forgetter, right?
Yes.
And the forgetter is that thing. I like to look at it like a little alien creature. That's my view of my forgetter. And when my forgetter takes a back seat to my awareness, I then tune into moments like I did when I was a seven-year-old standing in the Bronx on the side of a manhole and hit my balding stick ball. And you can hear the sound of it. Now, for those of you that don't know what stickball is, Benny probably, or Olivia might be able to put up a little image. But there is a sound that happens when you hit that particular rubber ball. I think it's rubber, I don't know, with a stick. It's a sound that you don't forget. How can we do this? How can we tap into the rememberer, that thing that we have that enables us to recognize that we are in a benevolent universe and that getting lost, in your words, getting lost in the illusion is a place we can spend our lifetime if we don't get the big three, relationships, finances, and health?
You're exactly right. The magic comes back when you're present. Now, that's difficult in an adult world with so many choices and the volume of information is horrific that if you don't take time to jump out of the river and establish yourself in the moment. What do I mean by that? This takes practice, but this is what I teach, and that is, can you get to a point where you can think of one thought and one thought only? So many of the people that I've trained over time said, good luck. I don't think that's possible. I think, well, it is, but it starts with a thought. And you know what? If I can get you to think of one thought, not all the combinations and permutations of that thought, but if I can think of, have you do that, then I can, within reach, get you to think of nothing without falling asleep. That's where the magic is. How many thoughts did you have when you were totally engaged in hitting that ball? You were focused on what exactly you were doing there. Same thing when you were riding the bike and you made the transference point. Same thing when you learned to swim. You were into it. You just stood there and you were right on the mark. That's where the magic is. Whether you're making love to somebody, whether you're having a now moment in terms of the magic by yourself in nature, we need more of those as confirmations, because that's where our power comes back, Dr. Pat. That's where our imagination comes back. And we are in the age now where it's got to be a reset, a recalibration of the fertile mind. We call it the prima materia. And that is, everything gets created twice, once in your mind and then physically. And where we get dislodged is when it doesn't happen physically as fast as we'd like it to be, or at all, because we're too polluted. So the purpose of meditation, where I take you, is taking off the pollution in a different area of your brain. In your house, you have bathroom, kitchen, bedroom. You don't do bathroom in the kitchen, and you don't do kitchen in the bedroom. So could we develop a spot in your mind, and this is what I teach, where you go into that room, it's so sacred, it allows you to be very, very present with your breath, with everything about your body. And in doing that, do you start this feedback system in the universe that causes it to expand?
Shayla, one of the things I was doing, I was looking at the consciousness accelerator. And can I just jump to there for a moment?
Sure.
Because it is related to what we're talking about today, and it's also related to the big three. One of the things I was looking at, I really love this word. I love this phrase in what you teach. And I don't know which lesson it's in. I mean, maybe lesson three. Three or four. It's the quickening.
Yes.
And let me tell you why I love this, and I really like you to talk to this.
Okay.
We have another illusion. And when I thought about speaking with you today, I wanted to talk about this illusion. The illusion that somewhere we read, I don't know where, had to be somebody wrote it, that we have to go through enormous time gaps, seriously hard, agonizing suffering, and I can go on. And I remember Sedona, my mentor, before she passed away, she said, do you know the story of Job? And I said, which of course I used to say Job, because that's how much I knew about the story of Job. And I said, you know, my mom, Southern Baptist, used to talk about Job. She said, how long? I mean, this is me now, right? This is before I found out the truth. Oh, he had to suffer like, I don't know, like 20, 30 years, right, Job? He had to go through that. Nobody can suffer like that in a short period of time. She said, did you know Job suffered 9 months? I said, you're wrong. That can't be possible. 9 months? You mean all of that? So here's what happens to us sometimes. Somewhere in our mind, we have forgotten the magic of how quickly we are capable of changing a thought, changing our lives, learning something, and then changing the world. Can you please talk to this point? Because if we're going to be able to do the big three, or even the big one, and we're holding on to the illusion of a lifetime of suffering. I'm still in the Bronx, standing at a manhole at the age I am now, trying to hit a Spalding ball.
Well, let me just say...
That's a really horrible image right there, just saying.
Yeah, well, through your evolution, when you really want something, you'll get centered. And when you get centered, you start imagining what you do want. And I say, take time to imagine things as you want them and not as they are, and you'll be guided to your goals and dreams by a power much greater than you are. But you got to take the time to imagine. And so you have to understand also, for suffering, life is a series of choices. Choices lead to experiences. Suffering is optional. Can you get the lesson and not suffer? If you get the lesson, you can get out from under suffering when you feel that you've paid enough penance, I guess, for a lot of people. So suffering in life is optional. You're going to get past what you're going to get past. It's a matter of time. That's all there is to it. It's just a matter of time. Remember, no matter what happens to you, life happens for you, not to you. And if you can get that at a deep level, you'll drop being the victim. You'll drop being the drama queen or the drama king. Because usually when you're the drama king or the drama queen, you got such a story, and the story is just your excuse for not living your dream.
And isn't that true, though, too, of tapping into other people's drama stories? I mean, isn't that another way to really, you know, navigate around your personal dream? And what I mean, not navigate through it, I mean navigate around it. Like, just kind of, like my friend said to me, you're the fastest runner I know, Pat. You run faster than anybody in place. You know, it took me a little while to realize what they were saying to me right there. I mean, I had to think about it. At first I thought, wow, this is a compliment because I've never been known to be a runner. I'm pretty slow. And then it hit me. But let's talk about the power that comes from our peace. I want to take a short break. When we come back,
great.
When we tap into the spirit and we're now in commune, we're now in an energy that is giving us insights perhaps we never thought imaginable. You know, we're now tapped in to that breath that I mentioned. Do we know what to do next? Do we know about the power that is in that moment where time stands still and the confusion that peace means we do nothing? Jayla's here. We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back.
Funny, shift happens with monthly guest host Karen Bettman. Tune in for powerful conversations about health and wellness. Karen brings unique insights rich with humor and science to her discussions with experts in medicine, movement, psychology, spirituality, and so much more. Don't miss Karen on The Truth Is Funny every third Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBetton.com.
Hi, everyone. I'm the host of Nothing But Now, Mindful Living with Dr. Mary Angela McGuire on Transformation Talk Radio. I share ideas, insights, and tools you can use to release yourself from fearful and negative thinking and live from a place of clarity and confidence. Please join me in each show where we challenge ourselves to change together. Please go to my website, McGuireLifeCoach.com. That's McGuireLifeCoach.com. See you next time.
It's time to shake out your money-making truth on Soul Wisdom Abundance with Jennifer Bloom, creating wealth from spiritual health on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show is more than your roadmap to success. It's your compass to abundance, your joy, and ease. Jennifer Bloom teaches you about the soul's relationship to money and wealth and how improving that relationship serves both you and the world. Learn more at JenniferBloom.com.
Mind to Heart with me, Craig Richardson, carves a pathway from your mind to your heart to activate that innate compass to overcome whatever life sends your way. As an intuitive life coach, I am ready to guide you to an amazing life. Tune in live every second and fourth Friday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about me, visit CraigERichardson.com.
We remember a time when you could simply form a thought and it would manifest. The harmony was forgotten, but it is returning now. The Power of Inspiration and Awakening Radio with Julia Griffin on TransformationTalkRadio.com each second and fourth Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific will take you on adventures through the heart and spirit, exploring who we once were. This intuitive healer studied under the guidance of wolves, learning from their wisdom to master a higher frequency for new state of mind. Visit OneTrueSelf.com.
It's time to get your life back on Burn Bright Today with Jennifer Marcinelli. Tune in each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to move from the darkness of burning out to the light of burning bright. Jennifer is redefining stress and the energetic causes of burnout, shining a light on process to get your life back. For more information about Jennifer and her work, visit BurnBrightToday.com.
Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. We're going to talk about the quickening, but we're also going to talk about the quickening power and peace. Zayla, one more time, please tell folks how they will be able to find out more about the big three. But, you know, I also referenced during the last segment, you know, that I was looking at, you know, one of the courses that you offer. I was looking at the Consciousness Accelerator, and that's where I referenced the quickening. And actually, it was in Lesson 3. How do people find out more about something like that, but also how do they find out about you?
Well, my name is Zayla, Z-A-L-A-H. And you can find me at thecft.ca, cft.ca. That stands for the Center for Transformation. It's a pretty expansive website that you'll be able to get a pretty good flavor. We offer free classes, live classes, Q&A classes, where you can bring your questions every Friday morning. We also offer pre-recorded classes like the 10-part accelerator that Dr. Pat was referring to. So if you want to hear more of this and get in touch, we're open to it. We can teach you how to get free. And I believe that creation comes from freedom. What do you need to get free of is the question. If you can get free of it, your fertile mind kicks in. If I could, Dr. Pat, I'd like to speak to the quickening that's upon us right now, if I could.
Please.
All right. In closing, I'm here to tell you that wherever you're at right now is magnified. If you're into fear, guilt, and shame, worry, it's magnified. The only safe place to be is love and peace. It's meant to squeeze you up to that. So you know what? Let it go. Never mind who's right. Do what's right. What's right is at this point in your life, and this is why you came to this planet to experience this at this time, this great recalibration of society is actually about putting peace and love first. That's sanity. Anything else is insanity right now.
That breath that I referenced earlier, I've had many of them in my life. It really took me a point in my life. Probably after I just turned 40, it brought me to my knees. You know, there was a series of things that began earlier than that. But there was this pivotal moment where, and I've shared this a lot on air, I literally looked into the mirror as I was getting ready to go to my very high-paying corporate job, and I was unrecognizable to myself. And I do believe that was one of those moments. That was spirit through the mirror, right, talking with me. I think each of us has the ability to do that. And I want to get back to something you said earlier. We're in a time right now where your wisdom, your teachings are more vital than they've ever been. We don't have the tools for a time in our lives we've never been through. And I want to ask you, what can we say to folks that enable us to understand we can still be human and be at peace?
If I could, we all swim in the sea of duality, every one of us. And you know what? The idea is to rise above that to the ocean of love. You can do that by just contemplating peace. Set your intention that you want peace and love to dominate your life. And you know what? You'll see what drops away, because that of which is not in tune with love will fall away, Dr. Pat. It'll just fall away. And so in the end, the love that you take is equal to the love that you gave in the end. And so as a result, this time right now is magnified. Love and peace have to be here, because your power is in your peace and your peace is in your power. And if you want the return of your power to take control of your life, give up who's right. Go to what's right. And love and peace, they're always right. Because these things trigger a more fertile imagination. If you can imagine a more fertile imagination, what masters call the fertile imagination, optimized, is called the prima materia. Imagine imagining something and it came to be. The only bad part about that is you got to leave behind the fears, the worry, the guilt, the shame, because you'll manifest more of that. This rolls off the tongue easy, Dr. Pat. There's very few people that I saw that can teach you exactly what to do here to evolve to love and peace, to get a fertile mind. Great teachers that are coming up right now, because humanity is in need of them. Fabulous, fabulous teachers, because of this quickening, this recalibration of society that we're going through right now is paramount. This is why, if you're listening to this, this is why you came. This should ring a note within your soul. If you hear this, it should. And you should want to come and drink at the fountain of knowledge. Some come to gargle. Others come to drink. And I say, come. Come and swim. Get out of the sea of duality. Go to the ocean of love. That's the right thing to do right now.
And one of the things I wanted to really talk about here is the second part that I love in your message, and especially in the Big Three book. I want to talk about flow.
Yes.
You know, I had the opportunity, believe it or not, to study with a gentleman down at Claremont. You know, he literally created a research body on flow. Has a really long name. I just used to call him Dr. Mick. Really long name. But he thought so much about it that he tried to set up an empirical body to have a new level of awareness about the power of this. But when you do empirical research, it's really hard to capture those things that you cannot see. And let's talk about flow in the esoteric sense, if you would.
Please. You know, flow is such that you need to understand what's flow to go through life with more grace and ease. You don't have to get perfect. You just have to continually understand progress. Your transformation, Dr. Pat, is in your acceptance of things the way that they are, because you're not going to change them permanently unless you accept things the way that they are. And one of the things that I teach is a system called HHC, harmonize, harness, convert. No matter what you're experiencing in the region of life, you got to harmonize with it. You got to understand what's going on. You got to harness the little Tasmanian devil inside of you that really wants to just rip a strip off the situation or tell the world how it is. And then you got to convert that within you with love. You got to just not react, respond. And if you can master HHC, I guarantee you'll change your life, because the definition of reality is such that it morphs as you morph. But reality is determined by your thoughts and actions. Next line. Your thoughts and actions are determined by your consciousness. Next line. Your consciousness is determined by your presence, your ability to bring presence. And your ability to bring presence is your ability to meditate and think of one thing or nothing. That's quite a formula for if you want to change your reality. That's the bottom line. And I'm sure that if your listeners want to download this and listen to it again, they'll go, oh my God, this is the best definition I've ever heard of. And it's clear, and it's proven, and it works. So that's going to help a lot of people if they just review it, Dr. Pat, if they live by it.
You know, I can't thank you enough for coming back, so let me just say that. The work that you all are doing and what you've created is literally a gateway for to step in. And I know the hardest part sometimes in life, Layla, is taking yourself and presenting yourself at the door of the gateway. That's the hardest part. A lot of times once you get to the gateway, you get the courage to take that step through.
Yes.
And I want to invite people to get to the gateway that you're offering them. Thank you for this. How do they do that? And what's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with today?
I would say this, that God, which I think stands for Grand Overall Designer, God answers me mail. And when life drives you to your knees, I tell students, that's a pretty good place to start because you've been humbled. And so may you listen to this podcast as well as you hear. May you listen as well as you hear, because inside this podcast are the keys to the kingdom, which is within. So I'd like to thank you, Dr. Paz. And once again, my name is Zala, Z-A-L-A-H. You can get me at the CFT.ca, and I'd love for us to connect. Come out. Take a look at what we're teaching people how to get free. Right now, chances are you need to get free of something. And why? Because you're going to have to create. We're all born to create. We're all created to create. No question. Thank you.
Thank you so much. And thank you for all that you do. For those of you out there, please pass this on. You may not be the one that is in the place we referenced today, but I would bet that you know someone. This is the time where we pay forward what we hear, what we know, and how we might be able to help others. Layla, thank you so much for all that you do.
Thank you for all you do, Dr. Pat. God bless you.
You too. Benny, thank you for, pushing them right buttons. Olivia, thank you for bringing this up and showing us out there on Facebook and social media. And to all of you, the audience, we brought Layla back because this is a message you wanted to hear more of. Because you are in that place where you're at the gateway, and it is such an honor and privilege to be of service to all of you.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. Contests are the responsibility of the host of this program and not KKNW. This is Alternative Talk 1150 AM, KKNW Seattle, and KNUC 98.9 HD3 Seattle.
And good Thursday to you, Benny Mather, here for a look at your Alternative Talk AM 1150 traffic update for around the sound. Well, good thing, folks, so far no major blocking or accidents to report at the moment. Some heavy slowing on 405 southbound at the interchange of the I-5 northbound there in Tukwila and South Center. Also, right behind southbound traffic, 405 northbound out of those test curves, still heavy just past the 7. Everywhere else, traffic's actually looking pretty good. Enjoy your Thursday. Stay tuned. Coming up next, after the news weather, it's another hour of the Transformation Talk Radio Network. This time, it's Live the Good Life radio show with Sabrina Wright, connecting your physical and spiritual self. Topic for the show today is self-care, an out-of-touch concept for the new healthcare. Stay tuned.
NBC News Radio, I'm Lisa Taylor. President Biden is expected to soon deliver what the White House calls a major policy speech on Afghanistan. The White House says Biden met this morning with his national security team to get an update on the drawdown of U.S. troops. He'll address the nation about the withdrawal of troops and humanitarian assistance for the Afghan people. The death toll in the Florida condo collapse is rising. Sarah Bartlett has the latest.
Miami-Dade County Mayor Daniela Levine Cava. The number of confirmed deaths is now 60. 80 people are still unaccounted for. It's been 2 weeks since the collapse, and officials say the operation has now turned into a recovery mission.
Searches going through the rubble of the condo collapse in Surfside are clearing away more than concrete and rebar. Rory O'Neill has more.
Now a
Officially a recovery operation, teams are clearing away millions of pounds of concrete while picking through the rubble to preserve precious belongings.
Any religious items, any engraved items, any firearms, any safes, and any currency is being specially set aside.
Miami-Dade Mayor Danielle Levine-Cava says wallets, photo albums, iPads, and cell phones are being treated with great care. The mayor says the rescue operation may be over, but the intensity and urgency of the search remain the same.
A $4.5 billion settlement deal is being reached with Purdue Pharma concerning their alleged role in the opioid crisis. The OxyContin maker will cease to exist, and the owners will be banned from the opioid business. The money will go toward addiction recovery programs as well as prevention and treatment. An armed standoff is underway at a home in Newark, New Jersey. Lisa G. has more.
Mayor Roz Baraka says one person is in custody while a gunman remains inside a home on Clinton Place.
Person is barricaded in, and I guess we've been here for a few hours, and we're going to wait it out until it prayerfully ends with the person turning herself in.
The standoff started Thursday morning when police executed a narcotics search warrant. No word on the motive, and so far, no one's been hurt.
You're listening to the latest on NBC News Radio.
Look, staying healthy isn't easy. Watching your diet, hitting the gym, avoiding stress. But a good night's rest helps boost your overall health and wellness. And it couldn't be easier. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed is the only bed that effortlessly adjusts and responds to both of you. The result? You wake up ready for anything. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. During our lowest prices of the season, the new Queen Sleep Number 360 C2 Smart Bed is only $899. Only for a limited time. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
If you're an attorney who struggles with the balance of managing a practice and practicing law, consider Lexicon as your number one pick. From client intake to billing, and all that comes in between, Lexicon doesn't miss a thing. Our comprehensive solution combines best-in-class software and services to take care of your firm's most critical challenges, automating many of the tasks that take time out of your day. It's all about giving you more of your billable hours back. And who doesn't love more revenue? No more searching for practice management that works. Lexicon marks the spot. Visit lexiconservices.com to learn what Lexicon can do for you.
And let's go ahead and take a look now for alternative cross weather outlook for Thursday. We'll receive clouds this morning, making way to partly sunny skies by this afternoon. High temperatures around 74, 75 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy skies. Low temperatures dropping down to about 58. For Friday and running up in the weekend, more sunshine expected. Temperatures climbing up into the high 70s to low 80s with clear skies through the overnight. Low temperatures in the high 50s.
The views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. This program is sponsored by Dr. Pat Vasily and Transformation Talk Radio.
Get ready to uncover, develop, and celebrate the greatest you you can be. Welcome to the Live the Good Life Show with Sabrina Wright, connecting your physical and spiritual self. Sabrina is a holistic health and wellness advocate, consultant, encourager, and therapist, here to help you dive into self-care so you can be your own greatest advocate. Could you use a little direction? Sabrina takes a holistic, multifaceted approach. No part of your well-being is left behind. We all want to feel healthy, happy, and whole. So let's get to it. The Live the Good Life Show starts now.
Well, hello, everyone. Welcome to Live the Good Life Show, and I'm your host, Sabrina Wright. I want you to stay with me for the next hour and experience a shift in your perspective and have a new view of what transformation can be. This also is going to be a call-in show, and I just want to, I forgot to tell Benny and my producer, Olivia, it's going to be a call-in show. Gang. So I'm inviting people to call in, and the number is 1-800-930-2819. Will that work?
Works for me.
All right, perfect. Thanks. So I want you in the audience, I want you to join into the conversation. And you can call in and participate as we discuss the changing view of healthcare, because right now it's a really hot topic. However, I really want us to take a step back and breathe and take a look at how and what we can control. Give you a preview of in the months ahead what you're going to be hearing here on Live the Good Life Show. I've got some wellness guests and experts who are going to be showing up, and they're going to help you take greater control of your health and step into being the leader of your healthcare team. Have you had that thought before? I know for a long time I didn't. But then I realized it's a collective. And I'm the only one that's living in my body. So I'm looking for the best resources, the best specialists, and those people in the healthcare field to help me take care of myself better. And that's part of the reason why I do what I do. I walk alongside clients through their journey and help them get connected to tools and resources so that they can live a good life, a healthy life, a vital life. Benny, do you have a self-care or healthcare team at your disposal?
A self-care team?
Yes.
Hmm.
Yes.
I don't know if I'd say like an actual team. I mean, I guess I do. I never really thought about it, though, as a team. I mean.
Right? You have a dentist?
Yeah, I guess I do. I honestly.
You have a doctor?
I do. You're right. That's true. I guess I just, they're right in front of me. Didn't even notice.
Did you? Have you ever had a personal trainer?
No, actually, I have not.
Ah. What about a massage therapist?
Nope.
Chiropractor?
Only when I got into a car accident.
Running buddy?
No, I run by myself. I'm a loner. No, I'm just joking. Okay. I'm just joking. They can't keep up with me. I got long legs.
Oh, there you go. Okay.
But no, I'm sorry. You're right about the team. Like, I guess they're all around. I didn't really put it into my brain.
Yeah. What about your family and friends?
Of course.
With your social network, right?
Yes, of course. You got it.
Right? And how about those two adorable little guys?
Oh, yes. I should have included them.
Yeah, because if they find out you didn't.
They'd be like, ooh, Dad, I'm going to get it.
Yes, exactly. But, yeah, that's a healthcare team.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just doctors, attorneys, financial consultants. It's everybody that's around you. So the thing is, it's a team. And more hands make light work, right?
Right.
How about you, Olivia? What's your team look like?
Yeah, you know, I feel like I've kind of neglected my self-care team throughout the pandemic a little bit. I'm definitely due to go to the dentist, and there were a lot of times where I felt like maybe I put off scheduling things that I maybe should have. So, it's kind of a good reminder that I should catch up with those folks.
Well, and now that life is opening up, right,
mm-hmm.
we're able to move around more and get back to see those professionals and to interact and, you know, be in community more. Now is the time to really take a look at your life, your health, and your vitality, and let's dial it up a little bit.
That's right.
Increase it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So with all of that, it's like taking a look at life a little bit different. And you are the pilot. You are the navigator. You are the one who determines the course you want to take, and you're going to set your flight plan, right? Whether you realize it or not, you yourself are the most important member of your healthcare team. You're the leader. Like I said, you're the pilot. You're the manager, and you get to choose who you surround yourself with. And who you choose, and as you choose, you're actually hiring them and you're building your team. They provide you with knowledge, expert skill, perspective, and ultimately encouragement. And all of that is for the betterment and improvement of your course, which is Optimal Health and Vitality. So better health can be possible, and it can be less complicated, especially when we take that team approach. Through the last, gosh, months, we've been challenged as a world, as a society, as a community, in doing things by ourselves in isolation. And I think that as I look at it for myself, that's been the biggest gift, because I'm so much more grateful. I'm so much more appreciative. I'm so much more involved in connection, in purposeful relationships. And I'm desiring that team approach, because we really ultimately were made for connection and relationships. We benefit both from a healthcare and self-care approach to life. And I'm so excited when the magic happens, when our life's journey, even though it's filled with unexpected circumstances, twists, turns, challenges, wild and wonderful things, and experiences, and unique opportunities, all of that is what enriches our life. And at times, life and situations, quite frankly, don't make sense. And it's once we're free of those limitations of our thoughts and the habits we've developed and the rituals that we have, that when we actually surrender and trust and lean into the difference as opposed to what normal has been or how normal our life was, that's truly when magic happens. Some of the most cherished gifts I've received, the most cherished gifts and times that I've received have occurred during this this time that we've been involved in. And whether we realize it or not, it truly is transforming us as individuals bit by bit by bit. So I'm going to ask you for today going forward, to take a look at life and your circumstances as more of an activity of change that happens for you, not to you. I want to encourage you to put down the powerless, defeated, negative responses that you're a victim of your life. Because the truth is, in times of challenge, what could be happening, these consequences are results of our choices and decisions that we've made in the past, and how we've responded to situations and decisions of others. So let me ask you this. What can you change? What do you think you want to change? What do you want to control in your health? What are you modeling for your family, your friends, and your community? If you, I love this. Dr. Pat says this all the time about what would you do if you knew that you could not fail, right? Have you thought about that? What possibilities are ahead if you took control, if you created your healthcare, self-care team? What would your life look like? What could it look like? What would your family and friends, and how would your community change with a healthier, more vital you and your contribution? Really, it's kind of effortless. If you just sit for a moment and plot your course, decide where you'd like to go, where you want to be, how you're moving forward, and decide. Decide right now for yourself. I think that I would be blessed with is to be able to help more people, thousands of people, become leaders of their healthcare, self-care team. That they would really embrace plotting a course, having a destination, and getting the tools and resources to move forward. So think about those things, and we'll come back after this break and talk a little bit more on how to get connected to those tools and resources. Okay?
Are you ready to find out who you really are? Are you ready to have fun and listen to the soul part of yourself? Indulge in a deeper meaning with Laura Goldstein, host of Coffee with the Universe. This show will awaken that true self hidden deep within you and will get you energized on who you were created to be. So go ahead, grab your cup of joe and experience Coffee with the Universe with Laura Goldstein on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hi, everyone. I'm Dr. Pat. Hey, are you loving Shades of Spirit Radio? Well, mark your calendar. Shades of Spirit goes live in a new time slot every Wednesday at 5 p.m. Pacific time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. What? Yeah, you heard that right. Psychic medium Jamie and Spirit Walker Nicole, 5 p.m. every Wednesday. Live readings, giveaways, oracle cards, and lots of fun. So be there. Call into the show at 1-800-930-2819 and visit ShadesOfSpirit.com.
Welcome to Soul Activation Podcast, a world-class broadcast of insight and inspiration with the renowned healer and coach, Suzanne Alexandria. In this series, she dives deep into the magical sea of you, to the place in you that's ready to activate. Tune in live every second and fourth Monday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you ready to put down that drink or drug for good? Are you struggling to maintain your recovery from addictive behaviors? Do you need help with a family member or loved one who's in early recovery or battling addiction? Get the help and guidance you need by arranging a recovery recharge phone session with me, Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, certified life and recovery coach. Call 1-800-889-1757. Make an appointment today or go to my website, pushybroadfromthebronx.com, and click on the link that says Recovery Recharged. Don't wait. Get the help you need today. This is Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Take the power of essential oil healing to the next level with the Essential Light Insight Deck, containing 61 oracle cards. Each card holds a painting and message that captures the spirit of an essential oil. By drawing a card, you'll illuminate the spiritual healing capacity of plants and transform your day. For more information about the Essential Light Insight Deck,
everyone. This is Live the Good Life Show, and I'm your host, Sabrina Wright. I love this quote. It's by Katie Reed, and it is, self-care is giving the world the best of you instead of what's left of you. And I know that self-care is being talked about a lot the last few months, and it can be all kinds of things and everything. I think it's a perspective. I think it definitely is a perspective. And would you say that, I don't know, or would you think that self-care may be an out-of-touch concept? I don't think so. I think that, and I find that when I'm working with my clients and for myself as well, that self-care really helps me become better, more connected, more energetic, and more productive, and life becomes fuller, truly fuller. I'd like to share my contact information with you. You can reach me through my website, theright, W-R-I-G-H-T, balance.com. I've got some great tools and resources there. Also, there's an opportunity to receive all kinds of freebies and goodies, so please go check that out. You can always call me, text me at 360-624-1585. I'm on the West Coast. Another way to reach out and touch me would be through email, which is right, W-R-I-G-H-T, balance, the number one, at gmail.com, or find me on Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. So, I mean, I'm kind of like all over the place. You want to talk? Great. I've even got a free transformation discovery call that's available, and you can schedule that by going to my website. So today we're talking about the complicated, changing world of healthcare and how it's evolving. What's most important, I believe, is that we need to understand how self-care and self-management help us in achieving better long-term health and vitality. And as a huge side benefit, you're creating a legacy within and for your family. A couple of guests ago, we had, I think it was the Spa SOS with Cherie Tennessee, and I think we've talked about it with the holistic health coach Lisa Hatch and my guest Lisa Wynn Salvatore, yes, early in the year. We've talked about how self-care is just so important, and that it's about stepping into control of our own health and realizing and reconnecting to ourselves to find what nourishes and feeds us. We've talked about this before too, if you take a look at self-care over the last 15, 20 years, much of health and self-care has been about the promotion of nutrition and exercise, and how those are the main components of self-care. Well, self-care is evolving into so much more of that, and like Benny was sharing earlier, his collective team, he's starting small, but his collective team, as he takes a look at life, right, Benny, is much bigger than you had originally anticipated.
Correct, yeah.
Yeah, right? I mean, would you not agree that even the time that you spend with your boys and their friends actually feed you, nourish you?
100% agree.
Right?
Yep.
So we just got done with a holiday weekend. What did you do?
Did a little barbecuing, like most of the traditional people, I guess, would do for the 4th. Let everyone else spend their money on fireworks, not me. Watch the neighborhoods go up in a little bit of a boom here and there, just because obviously for post-COVID, so to speak, and everyone's still kind of not doing the whole public, I guess, firework displays around the Peach County area. So left it up to everyone else doing their own thing, and it was impressive. But I had a great, cool time.
So let me ask you, this is just kind of off the cuff. Hot dogs, hamburgers, steak, or chicken?
So my good friend, actually, we did a little bit of everything, but he was a bit, he's a big barbecuer, so he got a brand new one, and he's been testing out this new pulled pork stuff. And, yeah, it was to die for. He did a good job.
Does he share his recipe, or is it a secret and he'd have to kill you?
I haven't asked. I'm a little nervous if I do ask, because then it might go down that road. It'll be like, I don't know if I'm going to be back next year. No. I think he's a very loving guy. I'm sure he would offer it if it was asked. But you know how most chefs are when that, you know, those kind of areas or realms. They will, but it's still up to the chef to decide how or when. And, you know, things change a little bit from chef to chef. So,
sure. And they always, it seems to me, yeah, the ones that I know, they have their own secret ingredients.
Correct.
That they don't share.
Right. They may not give out everything.
Right? How perfect. How perfect. So that's what a wonderful weekend of self-care.
Mm-hmm.
You know, hanging out with family, friends, eating really good food.
Yeah.
Perfect. Perfect. It really is in that community. And if you think about it, you get to determine all of that. You could have decided that you were going to stay home, and you and the little guys were just going to hang out, right?
Mm-hmm.
And maybe have hot dogs, maybe, you know, hamburgers. Maybe sat and, you know, did things in the backyard yourself and still watched fireworks from other people. But, I mean, you could have changed that whole scenario. I love the fact that it was intentional for you. And our self-care and our health care needs to be just as intentional moment by moment and day by day. Over time, the state of our health, our vitality, and our self-care becomes really imperative. I'm finding for myself and for my clients at my age, at this age, it's becoming more and more important to have a fun factor up front in whatever we do. And if it's not fun or the factor's, you know, a little less than desirable, then we've got to figure out how to crank it up a little bit, how to dial it up. And that fun factor changes as we go through different stages of our life. I'm going to ask you right now to let go of negative thoughts and negative emotions. How about negative activities or less than fun activities? We are what we think, you know. And thoughts definitely are the seeds that we use to create our God-given destinies and the quality of our life. Our imagination is one of the most powerful tools that we own and have at our disposal. However, when it's pointed in the wrong direction, we perish and our lives deteriorate. We are in a state of lack and longing. So it's time, you know what, determine right now, it's time to take your thoughts captive. I want to encourage you to take a long, long, long look at anger, negative emotions, negative self-talk, criticisms that you have, not only for yourself or for others. Take a look at those places in your life. Where have you been letting yourself feel like a victim as opposed to a powerful, exciting, dynamic individual? Because it is in your control. It definitely is in your control. Who are you hanging out with? Are you hanging around people who have nothing good to say? Are in their own world of turmoil and mental worrying of negativity. And I would say limit your exposure to that, because that's a drain on you. And you're working on improving your health and being a gift, being a presence that is uplifting in other people's lives. Letting go of the negativity, changing the perspective to positive. Oh, you have control of that. And it truly is a matter that you have control of. When we allow what's happening outside of us to affect our inner well-being, I don't know about you, but it's almost as if you're putting on, you know, you're kind of like sticking my arm through this sleeve and my arm through that sleeve and putting on a jacket of anger, blaming others, or blaming circumstances. And I find that it's really easy to begin to feel like life is happening to us, to me, and I have no control whatsoever. Well, let's stop that. And that's what I do, is I work with clients and we stop that thought pattern and we replace those thoughts. We determine, we purpose, and with encouragement, changing our thoughts changes our lives, and our lives become more robust, more rich, and they become for us. This is a kind of a staggering number for me when I read this, and that is that the National Science Foundation estimates that our brains produce, get this, 50,000 thoughts per day. And the majority of these thoughts are the same from day to day to day. So it's not like we get 50,000 new thoughts that are produced, but 50,000 thoughts, and many of them are the same as what I thought yesterday as opposed to what I'm going to think tomorrow. And many experts agree that about two-thirds of those thoughts are negative. What's two-thirds of 50,000? I mean, holy cow, right? Holy cow. Well, I say if we want to make those changes and have our thoughts be changed and eliminate that negativity and those repeating offenders that occur in our lives, it's going to require discipline. It's going to require focus. And it's going to require purposeful determination. And it is difficult to do it on your own. And that's where your self-care, healthcare team comes into play, right? We bring tools and resources. We bring a refreshing perspective. We help you change your lens to see the positive outcome and to see the road and the path that you're going to be able to take to get healthier, to get happier, to become more peace-filled, and to have just a richer life. Truly, have a richer life. Could you imagine what that would look like? Have you imagined what that could look like? Think of this as changing our thoughts. When we do that, incredible things happen. When changing our thoughts, incredible things happen. And as we think, so we reflect and we become. So new positive thoughts, new ones, they're going to improve how we feel about ourselves, how we feel about others, and that ripple effect, I love this, that ripple effect, then others begin to treat us differently as well. Oh, yay, we have a phone call. Let's take a phone call.
Yeah, we'll take Lisa calling in from Southern California. Hi, Lisa, welcome to the show.
Lisa. Lisa.
Hello, Sabrina. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you so much for calling. What's new?
Anyway, I was lame because I saw the phone number up at the beginning, and then I didn't write it down, and I was frantically searching everywhere for it. And anyway, and then you put it up. I'm just glad to be on the show. I have loved this conversation, as I know all the rest of your listeners have, and I'm so grateful that you are offering your services to help people do this incredibly important thing of self-care with our healthcare team.
Absolutely. It just tickles my heart because the thing about it is it's a journey that we all need company on, right?
Oh, absolutely. And it's far more fun to do it with a group of people than to do it flying solo.
Exactly. I think it was, I had heard from Seth Godin, and also I've heard it from Simon Sinek, you know, about finding your tribe. And your tribe becomes your part of your healthcare team, self-care team.
Uh-huh.
So let me ask you, what did your healthcare self-care team look like?
Well, that's so funny you said it, because I was just talking with my friend last night about the people you surround yourself with.
Mm-hmm.
You often don't realize that they're part of your self-care and healthcare team. And we were saying that the people you choose to surround yourself with really influence you, empower you, support you in positive ways, but they can also have an adverse effect on you. So choose wisely, right? You know, in addition to the obvious ones that you guys were talking about, your doctors, your dentists, but like my yoga instructors are an integral part of my healthcare team. The owner of my yoga studio, who is, and I know you've spoken about this on the show, is a Melt Method instructor.
Mm-hmm.
He is a huge part of my self-care team, and I will hear their voices. All these people, I hear their voices, even when I'm not with them. You know, I hear Andrea, my yoga instructor, Melt Pilates instructor, owner, reminding me to sip water all day. I love that. I love that I have this tribe, like you said, this network of people, and we're all helping each other, because together we are better, stronger, and infinitely more powerful.
I like that key word, infinitely more powerful, because,
mm-hmm.
I mean, we can only do so much individually, but collectively, you're right, infinitely more powerful.
Yeah. I mean, you're part of my self-care team, you know? I mean, you are absolutely a huge part of my self-care team.
Thank you.
Podcasters, Rich Roll, who I love him, and I love the guests that he invites onto his team. I love Simon Hill, the Plant Proof Podcast. People don't realize, like when you really think about it, we all have a ginormous team of people.
Mm-hmm.
And if we can help each other to live better, not just live better, but live better longer, and not live just longer, but live longer better,
mm-hmm.
then that is what you talked about earlier. That's where the magic happens.
Truly. And it really is magic, because it's not something that you can strategically plan and control. Yeah, you can have an overview about what you would love to happen. However, it's in the subtle, unexpected thing. And when you take a moment and you really just breathe and take it all in, it truly is magic. And along with you, you're a significant part of my self-care team and introduced me to Andrea, the amazing Melt Pilates yoga instructor who's been a guest. My world actually has gotten bigger as opposed to getting smaller over the last 18 months. And that's incredible. And I think that if many of us were to be honest with ourselves, truly be honest with ourselves, our world has changed. Our individual worlds have changed for the better. And really, if we were honest with ourselves, I don't believe we would want to go back to what our were like before. I just don't. What are your thoughts on that?
I absolutely agree. I think moving forward and coming through this very challenging time, no question, I think there are unlimited silver linings, mm-hmm. and I think people are really starting to be more aware and pay attention to things that really truly matter to them, and they're really taking stock in their lives and what's important for them, because we're all different. All of our self-care is different. Everything, our hopes, desires, wishes, dreams, aspirations, it's all different. But
all different.
Collectively, it's very similar.
Yeah.
So, yes, I think that there's always positives, and there are countless positives that are coming out of this whole pandemic. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. And self-care and prioritizing self-care and being, lovely woman said earlier, like, okay, I need to, like, schedule that dental appointment. Just get that check. You know, it's like my dermatologist, I had a melanoma years ago. Every 3 months, I see him every, like, and I will do that until the end of time. Like, he is a huge part of my self-care team. But you have to prioritize yourself, because if you don't take care of yourself and prioritize yourself, how can you prioritize anybody else in your life?
Exactly. It's so important. And over time, those relationships, those personal relationships and connections become invaluable, not just for their specific expertise, but for the richness of relationship and how caring for each other becomes more important than the most immediate service.
Absolutely. Absolutely. The people you surround yourself with, like we just talked at the beginning of my conversation with you, they are a tremendous part of your self-care team,
mm-hmm.
and your tribe.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, and thank you for doing this podcast, because it is enriching countless people's lives. People you may not even hear from, but they're listening, and they are better, stronger, and infinitely more powerful because of you. So thank you for taking the time and doing all the research you do, and to Transformation Talk Radio or Transformation Network or whatever they're transitioning to, because they're changing lives, and there's no greater feeling in the world than making a difference, a positive difference in somebody else's life. So thank you.
Oh, thank you, Lisa. Those are such kind words. I really appreciate them. That is true. Transformation Talk Radio. Here's another win-win bonus, amazing growth that's been going on. And Transformation Talk Radio is now becoming Transformation Network. And there are so many more shows, professionals, specialists that are being added to the roster that is really becoming a more robust offering to be able to help people move forward, grow forward, take care of themselves forward, and just to be better all the way around. Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that. Thank you. Thank you very much, Lisa.
And you are one part of Transformation Talk. Like, there's something for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And we're all different, and we all have different interests and different activity, everything, right? But there's an array of unbelievable resources on Transformation Talk Radio, you being one of them. And people need to continue to or be inspired to utilize all these unbelievable resources that Pat has so unbelievably gathered, right? even the team. Like that, like she's created quite an environment, and if people can tap into that, they will be far better off, I think.
Thank you. I agree wholeheartedly. And I want to thank Benny, and I want to thank Olivia, because you guys show up with me every month. And what a great team you are, not only to my show, but to Transformation Network. Thank you so much for everything that you do.
I appreciate it. Thank you, personally. I really do appreciate it. Thank you.
I think I need to tell you that more often. You too, Olivia. I need to tell you more often. You are stellar in my book, my dear.
Always a pleasure.
Mutual Admiration Society here. I like it. That's what we need.
Yeah.
I like it. You guys are part of my healthcare self-care team. Thanks. Lisa, thank you so much for calling in and being so edifying and uplifting to Transformation Network, as well as, you know, saying such kind things for this show and for what I do. I just want to appreciate and share how grateful I am that you took the time to call in and be a part of today's episode.
And I already let her know because we're actually right up to this break here if you want to take the last one there, Sabrina.
Perfect.
All right.
Let's take a break, Benny.
Cool. We'll be right back with more from Sabrina.
Are you ready to get big and live your life out loud? Tune in to Get Big Out Loud Radio, exploring life through the lens of curiosity and compassion. With me, Sherry Knudsen, joining Dr. Pat live every second Monday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I will offer ideas to transform what you are thinking into conscious action. If you want to get big and live your life out loud, visit me at KnudsenSpeaks.com.
Are you ready to shift your current beliefs about death? From debilitating pain and loss? Follow Angie Corbett-Kuyper as she shares that through choice, present moment awareness, and keeping an open mind. Anything is possible, even in death. Tune in to Beyond Proof Radio with Angie, redefining death and loss every first Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more, visit BeyondProof.com.
Jane Mack, and I'd love to tell you about the latest technology of the Volara Company. I've been using the Volara Company equipment, the air machine, since 1992, and I have found them to be totally successful in killing mold, mildew, and keeping your house fresh and clean. If you'd like more information on that, you can go to MaryJaneMack.com or call our office at 888-777-4232.
Has your kindness been used against you? Are you ready to clear the confusion and reconnect with your power? Then it's time to become toxic person proof. Join toxic relationship specialist Sarah K. Ramsey as she gives you the secrets to rebuilding and rebranding your life after a toxic person encounter. It's time to get past the past, get real about the present, and get serious about your future. For more information, visit sarahkramsey.com.
What we've been taught and told is not all there is. Life is all about energy, and the energy you feel is real. Tune into the energy paradigm each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com with Dr. Vic. The energy paradigm is an eye-opening, mind-shifting, transformative, and earth-shattering way to live, work, and do business that will enable you to unlock your magic every day. Visit TheEnergyParadigm.com.
You know, marriage is not always easy, but skills that improve communication go a long way. Tune in to the Relationship Rehab Show, Recovering Happiness in Your Love with Nancy Landrum and Dr. Pat each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Nancy is an author and teacher empowering couples to create and sustain loving marriages. Learn to listen,
speak, and handle conflict with respect so your love can flourish. To learn more about Nancy and her work, visit nancylandrum.com.
Hey, we're back. Welcome back. I'm your host, Sabrina Wright, and this is Live the Good Life Show. I want to just tell you how you can connect with me and encourage you to connect so that we can continue this conversation for you personally. You can reach me at my website, the Wright, W-R-I-G-H-T, balance, .com, or call or text 360-624-1585. I'm on the West Coast. Or you can catch me on Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram. Definitely. So today we're talking about self-care and self-care, healthcare, and how this is a team that works for you. So how do you get started, and what can you expect? And where do you go? How do you decide what you want to work on? Let's make a list, right? Take a moment, make a list. What do you want to work on? Is it your weight? Is it pain management? How about just overall health and energy? Could it be that you want to work on relationships? Or are you struggling with sleep, anger, anxiety, or depression? Let's start now. And think about this. You've got 172 days left to focus on becoming the healthiest, wealthiest, and wisest person you've ever been. For July through September, take a look at building yourself as you would build a house. I know that's right. This is a really good analogy, right? Some of us are entering a remodeling project for the next 172 days. Some of us may be in a state where we're just starting to think about health, and we want to build a strong, healthy, and vital life. Well, during these next 3 months, I want to encourage you to focus on building your health in every way possible. Look at the upgrade coming. Let's build you up. Let's put our lives together in a new way. Think not of the former things that were good enough. And since 2020 of March, we've made great strides. There's been a whole new level of health and fulfillment for all of us in different ways this season. So I want to encourage you to join me and surround yourself with healthy things, making a healthier environment for ourselves. Let's eliminate negativity, chaos, and disarray. And let's progress on and partner to bring all things to light that you need to know to develop strategies and blueprints and opportunities, because surprises await you. The month of October, November, and December will be the season of gearing up for huge breakthroughs. Your harvest will seem to drop from heaven. This six-month time frame will be filled with marvelous things for you. Time is our friend, and you are not alone. So I want you to do two things today. I want you to go to the Wright Balance, W-R-I-G-H-T-balance.com, and schedule your transformation discovery call. And number two, I want you to reserve your spot and join me in a five-day clean eating reboot with food, good, healthy, seasonal food. This reboot is from July 19th to the 23rd. If you sign up now, it's only $97, and you're going to get recipes, you're going to get grocery lists, you're going to get daily encouragement, you're going to get two live training calls. Oh, my gosh. We've got daily protocols. You've got some bonuses on how to deepen that 5-day process and how to eat out without feeling like you're being limited. Let's connect. Let's do this together. 172 days left of this year to develop and build and remodel your self-care healthcare team. I'm Sabrina Wright. You're listening to Live the Good Life Show, and I want to be part of your self-care healthcare team for the next 172 days. Go to my website, therightwrightbalance.com, and schedule your transformation discovery call and join me and reserve your spot for the 5-day clean eating reboot. I want to thank you so much for listening today and being a part of this podcast. Reach out, let's connect, and I look forward to seeing you and talking to you next month here at Live the Good Life Show. Bye, everybody.
Thank you for listening to the Live the Good Life Show with Sabrina Wright. Tune in on the second Thursday of next month at 11 a.m. Pacific for more tips, tricks, and insights to help you invest in your best self. Find balance in your lifestyle and watch yourself evolve into who you're meant to be. For more information about Sabrina and her services, visit TheRightBalance.com.